From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all his fullness.
Good afternoon, this is Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. Today we'll be thinking about a cry from World's End, Psalm 61. First here's a piece from the Calvary Trio CD, Saved by Jesus' Blood.
The preachers are weary, the singers are tired, the church as we know it is losing its fire. Some are discouraged from bearing the load, but we must determine to keep pressing on, 'cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it'd be worth every struggle, it'd be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. So preachers keep preaching, and singers go sing, laymen keep sharing that Jesus is still the King. The angels have gathered, they're surrounding the throne, and they'll start rejoicing for just one more soul. 'Cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it'd be worth every struggle, it'd be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. 'Cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it'd be worth every struggle, it'd be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul.
We're reading today from the Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. In the verse 2 of this psalm, David says, From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. This psalm written by David conveys the enduring and blessed image of Christ as the rock. This picture is not unique to this psalm. It has indeed been the subject of several of our best known hymns, the most obvious one being, O Safe to the Rock that is higher than I, written by William Cushing. His dear wife died after 20 years of ministry. He was forced then to retire due to poor health, but God gave him a new ministry writing hymns. And in 1876, in response to a request from the American song leader Ira Sankey, he penned this hymn, O safe to the rock that is higher than I. My soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine eye would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Hiding in thee, hiding in thee, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Without the sufferings that this man experienced, this expression of faith would never have been written. It came out of many tears and trials. It is also evident that David wrote these words in times of deep and terrible personal anguish for himself. Therefore, what this psalm does, and what this text does especially, is show us the reality of Christ, the Rock of Ages, in the deep and dark valleys of life. In the first place, I want you to think about the abandonment expressed. In two ways, David described himself as being abandoned and alone. He talked about his place. He was at world's end. He was at the very ends of the earth, he said. And then he talked about how he felt in that place. His heart was overwhelmed. It is apparent that David was king at the time of writing. There was one terrible time in David's life as king, whenever he was forced to flee. And that took place when his son Absalom rebelled against him, mutinied against the father. It garnered the popularity of the nation, and David had to flee for his life with just a few of his trusted friends and companions. His son whom he had loved, his son whom he had tried to help, committed treason. David was distraught. He crossed Jordan. He was abandoned and alone. There are times in our lives when we can feel abandoned and alone. We can feel as if we are at world's end. When we are away from home suffering homesickness. When our friends let us down and disappoint us. When we have to face physical sickness and pain. When we are bereaved. And there are times we can even feel that God has turned away from us. In being cut off from Jerusalem, David was cut off from the altar and from the temple, from the means whereby he could worship God, and this was the hardest trial of all. And then David, you see, at world's end, he said, "My heart is overwhelmed." And this is an image of a sailor struggling. The ship is sinking. The waves is going over his head. For David, it was the waves of grief that were going over his head, the waves of sorrow, the waves of difficulty. It is bad enough when the trouble is without, but when the turmoil disturbs the peace of our hearts, the problem is magnified, and that is so difficult to deal with. But the greatest consolation is this: Christ experienced this. The waves and billows of God went over him. He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was tempted in all points like as we are. He suffered. Whatever you feel today, whatever the place is where you find yourself, I want you to remember this. Christ understands. Not everyone you meet with will understand. Not even those who are closest to you will understand. But here is a Saviour who understands the abandonment expressed. Let's also think about the availability experienced. Even in this far-off place, David was determined to cry unto God. Even though he felt lost, abandoned, and betrayed, God was available. It doesn't matter how we feel, God is always available. Even when our faith is small, when we are struggling to believe, God is always available. God is always available because of Christ. It is never because of ourselves. God doesn't look at us and say, "There's a very nice person praying, therefore I will come to him." He doesn't look and say, "There's a very good upright person who fills their pew on a Sunday, I will come to that person." No, God comes not because of us, but because of Christ. There is nothing in us. There is no good thing in us. We are all sinners. We are depraved and warped. We deserve not one good thing from God. Therefore, God comes to us in grace. And he comes through Christ. In Christ alone, my hope is found. Even when our hearts are confused and bewildered, we know not what we should do. When we question God, when we are full of our own failures, we can cry out because of Christ. Never look inward. Never look around. Look upward. Look Christward. This is what true prayer is. Because of Christ, God is always available. Through him we can pray whatever our circumstance. And if you've never trusted the Lord as your Saviour, you come to him today and you cry unto him for salvation and find life in him. Thirdly, let us think about the assistance entreated. Now we come to the climax of the psalm, the place of comfort. David prayed, Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He asked for help. Lead me. He needed out of his current place, where the waves and billows of sorrow were going over his head. He needed to reach a place far above the storm and tempest, a place of peace in a world of turmoil. He could not find this peace by his own efforts. He needed God to take him up the sides of this rock to the refuge. The story is told of a clergyman in Victorian England. He lived near the shore. He was concerned by the number of shipwrecks that occurred along the rocky shoreline. So often the sailors had managed to get out of the water, but because the cliffs were too high and too steep to scale in the storms, they were dashed to pieces against the rocks, and they could not reach a high enough spot, a place of safety. And so he got steps chiselled out of the cliff face, so that whenever mariners were shipwrecked, they could rise those steps and get to a place that was far above the storm, the sea, the wind. We need the steps that God provides. And what are the steps that God provides? They are his promises. The Bible says, Jesus says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. St. Peter says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you cry out, if you believe in the promises of God in Christ Jesus, believe that he is your Saviour, and if you cry to him and confess your sins, he will lead you up the rock which is Christ to the place of safety. Great rocks, whether they are cliffs or mountains, they stand strong and unchangeable for centuries and even for thousands of years. Christ is the unchanging one. All around us we are in the sea of time and everything is fluctuating, but here is one who never changes, the one who is the same yesterday, today and forever. The great rocks are secure and they're stable. There is stability in Christ. The rock lifts us onto higher ground. Christ lifts us up to the heavenlies. Only Christ can bring us near to God. Only Christ can give us serenity. Only Christ can give us peace. There is hope for everyone, this hope that is in Christ. He is the rock that is higher than we are. Maybe you're like the frail mariner. Your vessel is being buffeted by the waves and winds of time. And unless you come to Christ and ascend that rock, you're going to face the shipwreck of a lost eternity. But here are the steps leading up to refuge. Here is Christ. Here is the rock that God has put here for your salvation. Here is salvation which is freely available. All you must do is trust. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Find life in him today. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.